excited.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want toll-free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. You can actually control the content of the site. All you have to do is go there and then submit show prep, as we call it, to the page. You can do that from any link on the internet. Maybe it's a YouTube video, maybe it's some sort of maybe it is not just a YouTube video, but it, perhaps a news article or a blog post, for instance. It's all there. You can just put the URL in, and then other people, once it's in the system, will be able to vote on whether they like it or dislike it, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site so more people can see it. So, again, head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian here.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
All right, folks, so we can talk to you about whatever's on your mind here this evening. Brad, you just opened something up right before the show started. I don't know if you've had a chance to pull it up yet, because you kind of sprang it on me. I've been busy doing audio things all day today. Hopefully our streams sound better than they ever have right now. I think they do. Installed some fancy new software to make that happen. But apparently
did you finish having your little geekgasm on air now?
Yes, I have. We're jumping into the news, which is that apparently the NDAA is back in effect. There was a court ruling recently overturning the certain provisions of it. You just told me that it's been reversed already?
Yeah. Once again, the United States military can come to your house and put a black bag over your head and take you to a naval brig or a military brig somewhere without any access to the courts. Thanks to the Second Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, this article I have here, it's kind of a little bit hard to read. It's more of like a blog, but just the very beginning, I think, is on point. And it reads, "The fight over the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, might be a long one. In response to U.S. District Judge Catherine Farr's permanent block on the NDAA Section 1021B2, which potentially allows for indefinite detention..."
That was the part that I really didn't like, B2.
"...which potentially allows for indefinite detainment of American citizens, the Obama administration hastily appealed to the Second Circuit Court. Now, as of late last night, Judge Raymond Loyer has temporarily stayed Forrest's ruling until it is overturned or not, depending on the ruling of the three-judge panel. So in theory, but let's hope not in practice, indefinite detainment is back on."
So
what this means is this this one judge in the Southern District of New York issued an injunction.
Right, we reported on that.
Right, and she said you can't do this. It violates the Constitution.
Right, you would think that you would get some kind of Supreme Court ruling on a provision of of law that allows one to disappear American citizens without a trial. You know, in a country where habeas corpus has been the rule.
Well, it hasn't
of law.
Made it to the Supreme Court yet, right?
That's right. You would think you would get that before you would be able to legally implement
it. Oh, I see. Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Well, the big problem is...
It's the best system in the world, though, Mark.
Yeah.
The big problem is...
That doesn't mean, just, the best cancer in the world is still cancer, and this system could be a lot better. Resting on, it's the best system in the world, is a real crappy excuse.
Well, the problem is that the president refuses to acknowledge whether or not anyone has been indefinitely detained anywhere in the world.
So we don't know.
And that includes someone in San Diego who he might say, oh, this person's a quote-unquote belligerent with ties to Al-Qaeda. And the people who brought this lawsuit to block this law were actually journalists who frequently meet with people that the federal government designates as terrorists. So they brought this suit under the guise of, look, this is going to infringe on my freedom of speech, freedom of the press. There is a story to be told by the people who
disagree with the American government.
Who disagree with the American government and people who take up arms against the American government. They have, the reasons why they do that should be reported to the American people. But when the government can basically intimidate journalists, which they appear to be able to do again.
They've been doing it
for a
long
good
time.
At that.
The United States is like 40-something on press freedom in the world.
Yeah,
so
like
the freest country in the world,
I think it's 47,
is like behind Ecuador and Bolivia and you know, all kinds of places that you would have never guessed to be more free than the United States.
Well, I think we're the 18th most economically free. Aren't
that's it? A new... It ranges between like 8th and 18th, depending on whose chart you...
Actually, I checked recently. Mark, you had said something to me last night about a brand new study about economic freedom, and you had it. I don't know if you want to pull that up, because it's certainly relevant at this time, but you said it was 18 on this new study.
That's right.
And I'd never heard of this new study before, because I'd only heard of the Free the World Foundation one and the Heritage Foundation. These are two separate organizations who every year they assess the economic freedom index to their opinion of you know, whatever all the different countries are. And the last time I checked, which was just the other day, it was 10th and 10th. So both of the other two were ranking the U.S. at number 10, so barely cracking the top 10.
Mm. Well, it's like a hit song that's seen its better days.
Yeah.
You know?
the whole NDAA thing,
it's stuck playing.
I've been very upset about it for quite a while, and this isn't a political issue. You know, if you're not a libertarian, if you're a conservative or a liberal or whatever,
you can be disappeared too.
You can be disappeared too, and also this doesn't come down to a political belief. It comes down to what does the Fifth Amendment say? What does the First Amendment say? One of the founding principles of, you know, the freedom we're supposed to have in this country is due process and access to the court system, and they're taking this away, and it's not a fringe issue. I mean, this is happening right now.
Well, Bradley, if you're loyal enough to the party, whichever party, but if you're loyal enough to the party, then you'll be all right. Just do whatever the commandants say.
Well, one thing that I think is very telling is that the Obama administration had actively been fighting to try terrorist suspects in New York City in the court system, while at the same time saying that, you know, passing a law that would say Americans can go to Guantanamo Bay without any access to the court system. And
it's really strange.
It's very strange.
Also, they moved fast on this. I mean, it was not 2 weeks ago that we talked about the federal district judge overturning that provision of the NDAA, this indefinite detainment thing. And here we are, you know, a week or two later, maybe, and it's been flipped.
Well, you don't want the president to look weak at a time like this.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, the court system really moved on that one.
There's an election. Well, yeah, they can do that when they want to. When the government says that this is important, it's amazing how quick they can move on something.
Well, who knows what these definitions are so vague. I believe it says, you know, providing support to associated forces. Are we, by speaking on the air right now, very publicly to a national audience, are we providing them support by
by breaking down the U.S.?
By opposing a law that was passed by the Congress? I mean, who knows how far they could take this? And that's why this judge said no. And this judge was actually appointed by the president himself.
Wow. You know, I mean...
So it goes to the Supreme Court next, right?
Well, actually, it's going to a three-judge motion panel, so three judges will decide...
Oh, so it's an injunction on the order.
Right. The judges would decide whether or not to reinstate the injunction. And
I see.
I mean, hopefully they do.
Who can issue an injunction at this level? Is it just one judge? Can just one judge just say, oh, injunction until we get to hear this full case?
Well, the district courts typically have one judge, unless it's
At this level now, the appeals court.
The appellate courts typically have three people. Motions are generally decided by a small panel, but this being such a big national issue, it could be heard by the entire court, which is probably like 20 or 30 judges or a big panel of them. I mean, this is the biggest threat to our civil liberties that I have ever seen.
It's certainly a big one. I mean, it's a scary sounding one. I think the war on drugs is a bigger threat overall.
At this point, I don't feel like it's been used too often.
Well,
they won't say,
and that's the problem.
But there are missing. So for when it comes to missing persons, usually the missing persons that don't go reported are ones that just aren't that important,
like homeless people,
young, you know, children. I mean, you know, things like that.
Children are pretty important. Usually, their parents want to know where they are.
If they're white and cute, yeah, they're important. But I'm talking about hearing about it on the news.
Oh, Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, everybody thinks that somebody's important, Ian. Don't worry. Everybody's a special snowflake to somebody. But what I'm telling you is if an American citizen who is active in politics got disappeared for some reason, I kind of feel like I'd know.
You'd hope so, at least. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the WaterBob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods' tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-453. That's SACL CAI toll free line. You may join us online over at freetalklive.com. And we do have a lot of features there for you. You can enjoy them all on the house, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. Go to freetalklive.com, do it for free there. You can, if you're a lady listener, become part of the Shrine of Female Listeners, where dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video are there, shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. If you're a lady listener, you can get details on being part of the Shrine, shrine.freetalklive.com. So we've been discussing the matter of indefinite detention. And it sounds like it's headed to, you said a panel, Brad, the Circuit Court of Appeals here is going to hear the case, presumably sooner rather than later. They certainly made a move on this injunction pretty quickly.
Yeah, I believe the hearing's on the 28th, and
okay.
They'll decide. This month. They'll decide whether or not this injunction will remain ineffective as it is right now, or if they'll put it back in place.
And so the injunction essentially reverses temporarily the decision, or puts on hold, or whatever, the decision of the lower court, which decided, the judge decided, an appointee of the Obama administration smacked down the Obama administration and told them, you can't do this indefinite detention of Americans thing. This is crazy. This is, you know, unconstitutional. And it was the little bit of good news. Now and then you get a little bit of good news out of the court system, but it has been temporarily reversed pending the full appeal panel decision.
Right.
I can't imagine how any American thinks that this is acceptable, to suspend habeas corpus just because the president...
Terrorists.
Right. I mean, okay, so terrorists. What if they decide... What if they decide that it's a friend of yours that's a terrorist?
9/11.
You know, government knows best, Mark.
They don't. Ever thought that the government was good at efficient at anything?
They know best. They've got really fancy equipment. They've got a bunch of money that they've taken from you, and they've spent on this really fancy technology that will monitor phone conversations and emails and things like that. They've got all kinds of agents that they're paying big money, and they're doing it to keep you safe. How dare you? How dare you question them?
You're ungrateful.
Yeah, they are unaccountable for what they do. They don't have any accountability
for
what they
do. Sure, they're accountable. You can vote for Mitt Romney.
If they go ahead and... Right, and Mitt Romney is going to fire which CIA agent?
He's going to slash and burn. Haven't you heard, Mark? I heard on Glenn Beck that Mitt Romney was going to cut the government to the bone.
Yeah, well, I'll...
He's getting in there. Those government bureaucrats better look out, because Mitt Romney's coming in there, and he's going to clean house.
Yeah, I heard that crap with George Bush, the real conservative. No. You want lower taxes, George Bush? No.
President Reagan even talked a good game, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, they all do. They talk a good game. And I think it's kind of funny that, that's what Romney, of course, is now tailoring his message toward, is this, he's a small government conservative guy. He's going to get in there, and he's going to just hack and slash, and those government bureaucrats, they're not going to know what hit them. It's ridiculous.
I was listening to the Angel Clark show earlier and on my way here, and
you can find that at LRN.FM.
Yeah, no, she's really good. I just started listening to her program.
She's really great.
Yeah, she's an awesome host. And she, she was talking about Mitt Romney, and she's like, a guy like that's basically been indoctrinated since he was born, and he's able to speak for hours without ever taking a position on something, and when he does take a position, it's reversible years later. And, it's basically just he is a professional politician, will tell you anything you want to hear.
That's how you get to that level.
And like Dr. Paul says, you got to wonder why people are willing, or corporations are willing to spend millions of dollars to get somebody elected.
Yeah, yep. Especially the big banks that got the bailouts.
Yep.
Yeah. Satan's in it for them.
Oh, he wants to audit the Fed, too.
So
he said auditing the Fed, and then Paul Ryan said he wants to, back the United States dollar with a basket of commodities.
Yeah. You believe them, though, right? I will admit
that when they both
flutter?
Said that...
Does it make your heart flutter?
I had a little flutter when they said it. I like being lied to. Like every one of the American people, when the Republicans tell the kind of lies that I like to hear, my heart skips a beat a little bit. But
then you wake up and you realize it doesn't work on you anymore.
Yeah, it was just a moment. Just a moment later, I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah, I remember you back in 2008 were like, oh, Sarah Palin. Oh.
Well, for a minute. Actually, with Sarah Palin, it was for a few days. And then the stories start coming up.
Oh, she's pretty.
Well, it didn't have to do with that. It had to do with her selling Alaska one on eBay.
No, that's what it was for you.
You said she is an attractive woman.
She sold the state police helicopter, and that
it was good enough for me at that point. That was all the evidence I had.
That's your president right there.
That's all I had. Look at my choices. I know, 2008.
Mark, you've got this study, the new economic freedom of the world study. We'll get to that here in a moment. Dalton is on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dalton.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to ask Mark why he hates freedom so much.
Which part?
What's up, Mark?
Mark, this NDAA bill is here to protect us from the terrorists who hate us for our freedom, and they want to come over here and destroy Christian America. And I just don't get it. Do you have something against Jesus or against?
He's clearly a terrorist or with the terrorists.
Yeah, it's as far as I'm concerned, I don't care what their religion is. If they're willing to take away habeas corpus and the foundations of this nation, then they're the terrorists. That means the Christians, the president, the people in Washington, D.C., those people that swore an oath, those are the terrorists.
You can hang. That's treason.
But the government kills all the evil brown people.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen any evidence of that. There's, the government claims to love brown people as long as they're U.S. citizens, but all the rest of them around the world seem to be expendable.
Well, I mean, even if they're U.S. citizens, they can't get away now because of the NDAA. See, that's how we're protected.
You know what, Mark? Now I know why we lost that radio station.
Otherwise, they'd have to go to the court system and get real justice, and then the terrorists would win.
Well, there's been lots and lots of white folks that have committed acts of aggression against the government.
I don't understand why people are so against trying terrorist suspects in federal court. You can get the death penalty and kill them. You have to do it.
There's just so many darn terrorists out there, we just can't take the time to put them all in court.
We've got all these remote-controlled airplanes. It's a lot cheaper than using the court system, if we want government to be efficient.
Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
That's what we should do.
You sold me.
Thanks for the tongue-in-cheek, Dalton. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's you terrorist loving ways, Mark, is why we lost that radio station today.
Which
terrorist lover.
Love.
You Muslim lover.
Terrorist. No, we lost that radio station because of scared old people.
Yeah.
And
it's tough to be Free Talk Live on a little AM station in the middle of Florida.
Jesus.
Because... yeah, they dumped us.
That's the reality of the situation.
How did you ever get on that station?
The GM told me that she thought she could get away with putting an edgier show on at nighttime.
On the weekend, right?
No. We were all week long live there. And she just got a bunch of complaints from some old people. And I told her, look, that probably means people are listening.
Sure.
If people are complaining, that means they're listening.
So that's an
indicator.
That's what big-time program directors in rated markets expect. They want that. They want people complaining. And look at Michael Savage, the third-rated show in America. You don't think that guy gets complaints?
No kidding. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. We got a new station today, too, so.
Sweet.
So, more coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. The webcam is one of them. You can go watch, listen, and interact. Because the chat room is built in to the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, right here, with other people that love the ideas of freedom and are willing to implement them, are willing to do the activism that it's going to take to actually end this coercive, one-size-fits-all force down your throat system that we have today. And it's working already. We've already got over 1,000 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There are over 12,500 people who are pledged to make the move, and we want to get to 20,000. So go to freestateproject.org. There's 101 reasons there to move to New Hampshire. It's very persuasive. And there's just so much happening. We can't cover in a short time frame all of the activism that is going on here. It's overwhelming. You really, in some cases, have to choose what sort of activism you'd prefer to do because it's happening simultaneously.
So and at the same time.
Yes. And you can go to freestateproject.org and learn more there. As we go to the phones, and we'll talk to Tom listening in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just reading some historical reference materials, and I was thinking about Attila the Hun, the dude from back in the 5th century, and okay. His humongous army, and they would go and do conquering and stuff like that. Well, let's say he and his army are attacking a peaceful city-state, okay, because they want to... They want to take people prisoner and loot everybody's houses, okay?
Usually what they would do is send an envoy in and tell them what was going to happen first and then take a, you know, just allow them to pay a tax over time rather than getting themselves sacked. But if they, if whatever the city-state was, decided they didn't want to pay the tribute to Attila at that time, then that's when the sacking came.
Ah. What I'm getting at is he and his army attack a peaceful city-state and they take people prisoner and loot their houses. How is that any different from a drug raid? You know, where the hostile force attacks a peaceful house and takes people prisoner and loots the house.
And the more things change, the more they stay the same.
And you know what else? You know, back in Attila's day, sometimes the inhabitants, they had no respect for authority. They would fight back, and the poor defenseless Huns would get hurt or killed. Oh, isn't it awful?
Hey, Tom, I think the difference is that if you were to use force to stop a drug raid and you were to kill the police, you would have people everywhere within the state who are upset at you for doing so because the police enforce the laws ostensibly enacted by the people. Versus this Hun guy who was going around and, you know, I mean, he wasn't a democratically elected governor.
It all comes down to that. Did we vote for, you know, did some amount of people inside the geographic area called the United States or, you know, whatever state or whatever municipality or whatever it is, vote for somebody who might ultimately be the boss of the person with the gun standing at your door?
Right.
Yeah. So that's the difference, is that other people voted for. I mean, if you got an army of 50,000 people attacking a city-state that's got 10,000 people, you could argue that's majority rule, too.
Yeah.
Yep, that's pretty much right. Tom, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Robert is listening in the shadow of the nation's capital, apparently. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was wondering if you were going to use that location. That's what I
also... Uh-oh. Apparently the nation's capital phone system not working very well tonight. Robert, are you still there?
Why is it that the government is so resistant to trying terror suspects in real courts? And I have some perspective on that.
Okay, sure.
Basically, the intelligence functions have a couple different purposes. And what's happening is you have a tool that was really created for one thing that they're now trying to repurpose into a number of other things. So the challenge is you've got this thing that's supposed to provide you alert and warning information about bad things that could happen, right? Threats against, you know, your national interest. And the minute you go into court and have to disclose how those work, you quite possibly lose some of that capability, right?
So it's the government secrets argument, the suggestion that...
No, I'm not really making that argument. I'm just saying that...
But that is what... I'm not saying you're taking that position. You're saying that's what somebody would say?
Well, I'll say I've personally seen to some extent that there is some validity to that argument. Whether or not it's as secret as it should be or more secret than it should be is a different conversation, and I think even some people in that world would agree that more transparency would not be a bad thing.
Yeah, I
but
wonder.
Start using it as evidence collection, you have a real challenge in terms of your alert and warning function basically being hosed. And I don't think anybody really has thought about how to reconcile that.
Well, you know, to some extent, policing agencies could use the same excuse if they were to say, hey, look, we've got all kinds of tools that we use to catch criminals.
They do. That's why they restricted media access at Wieda Claus's trial, where the undercover cops were, one of them was allowed to wear a balaclava into the courtroom to completely mask his face from people.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Could not face his accuser.
I mean, let's not kid ourselves. I'm saying that... In the case of the intelligence community, which I think a lot of us would agree, probably, let's just say the Church Commission was not completely all wet in the 70s when they did some of what they did.
I'm not familiar with that.
Well, they created the firewall that used to exist between the intelligence world and the law enforcement world after some of the perceived abuses, you know, back in the MK Ultra days and that kind of thing.
One thing... One thing.
It's instructive to read some of that testimony, by the way, because people had a lot of these same conversations around the 1970s for exactly the same reasons. But after 9/11, we tore it all out.
I completely understand the arguments that, from a national security standpoint, there needs to be ways to collect evidence or to detect threats to our national interest. I understand that. But the problem is that it leaves people completely unaccountable. You can do whatever you want, and no one can see it. And then you can just march into court any time, and then one of our three branches of government will always fold when the executive says national security.
I don't really disagree. I will say one thing. I'll take issue with one thing. Several times tonight you said completely unaccountable, and I will say this because I know some of those folks, and I've actually worked with some of those folks. I've actually met a shocking number of libertarians in that world, and it surprised me. I'll put it that way.
I met one as well.
I would not say they're completely unaccountable, and I think it's really unfair to say that. I will say, by any rational standard that any of us would probably consider valid, accountability is really lacking, at least with regard to the public. But within those worlds, I'll tell you, I work closely with people from a bunch of different three-letter agencies, and I have never met folks as fastidious about trying to follow the rules as I have in some of those outfits. Now, you and I know that happens all the time.
Yeah, I'll bet you that there are a lot of people that work very hard in order to come up with the truth in these organizations. I don't doubt it. But
from the outside, you can't implementation, get any accountability.
Once you're starting to talk about turning things over to law enforcement and turning things over to the judicial system, you know, you're having police do national security stuff. That's gonna go poorly. And the judicial system, you know, they don't have any accountability. It's just become mired and, not even functional anymore.
Don't forget that the national intelligence agencies have to protect the country from the things that the Congress and the president do.
Thanks, Robert, for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate it. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may bring up what you want here and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-3733. Is secrecy a valid argument that the government needs to keep these things secret? It's Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on 5 of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in 5 delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can rent anything that you want. Toll free number 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can support this program. And the way that you do that is, well, there are a few of them. One of them is you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program is there. It allows you to get on board with actually helping Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country. Because it's, if you love the ideas of liberty, then it's a valuable thing to have somebody talking about these ideas on a nightly basis on the radio where you live. So if you want to help us do that and also get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast forum, and more, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card. It's just a few bucks a month. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You buy insurance because you don't know what's going to happen. And there's all different kinds of insurance. One of those forms of insurance is against, a situation, whether you have an accident or you get a pullover from a police officer, whether it's the law enforcement officer or the other person, the other accident or whatever it is. Somebody remembers the story differently than you. It's good to have the Freedom Cam at freedomcam.net. What it does is it gives you 8 hours of audio and video and a GPS navigation, shows your driving route and speed, and it gives you the last 8 hours. It automatically loops through. When you turn the key, it turns on. There's nothing to do with it. Mine just sits there and functions in my car, and I know if I've got some kind of situation in the car, whether it's a traffic stop or whether it's an accident or whatever it might be, I've got the insurance that I need, and that insurance is worth it to me. Go to freedomcam.net. The dash cam is now on sale. I don't know how long it's going to be on sale, but you should go get one now.
Here's my favorite trick with the Freedom Cam. I've not had the chance to use this yet, because in order to do that, I'd have to get pulled over. But my trick that I'm going to do is I'm going to pull out my smartphone, and I will begin recording on the smartphone. And I will tell the officer that you are being recorded, audio and video recorded, when he walks up. And if he wants the phone to get turned off, I'm pretty good at not turning my recording device off. But recently, a few months ago, I was threatened with arrest if I didn't turn it off. And I kept it on and kept it right pointing at him. It was like an actual video camera, so it was pretty clear it was still on. So, but if for whatever reason I was, out on bail or concerned with getting arrested, or for whatever reason couldn't push it that far, I would, if he said turn that off, oh, okay. Just turn it off. And so this is something somebody could do who maybe doesn't want to get arrested for this sort of thing.
This is the point they've been advised.
For pushing that, right? So you've told the officer you're being recorded, and the officer identifies what he believes to be a recording device and tells you to turn it off. And if you want to follow his order, you turn off one of your two recording devices.
I wouldn't make any statements at that point. I would just...
No, I wouldn't either. But if you're afraid, because some people don't want to push it all the way and, keep holding the camera in the cop's face who's getting angrier and angrier. If it comes to one of those situations, whatever. You can chill out, man. Turn this one off. Here you go.
I'm still recording it. I wouldn't make any statements that indicate that I've stopped recording. So whatever statement you may be interpreted.
Oh, no. I didn't say that I've stopped recording.
You said, okay, whatever, man. And what
right,
I'm
he
telling
said
you,
turn that off.
Right. I wouldn't make any statement.
So you're turning that off. You're turning... one of the recording devices.
I wouldn't
off.
Make any statement at all.
He didn't tell you to stop recording, right?
I wouldn't make any statement at all.
I tend to agree with you there, but
unless
some people...
my attorney was there and he could talk to the law enforcement officer for me, I wouldn't,
Okay, so then let's just, Brad's former cop, having
been on the force. FreedomCam.net, you can get him with bitcoins too. They're on sale. FreedomCam.net.
Yeah, I love the FreedomCam, but being a former law enforcement officer, Brad, let's imagine the hothead officer in this particular case. He's getting all upset about the fact that you've got. Some cops are hotheads, but this cop's getting all upset because you've got a cell phone you're holding in front of him as he's doing his traffic stop. He tells you to turn that off, and you don't respond to him. He could then get much more upset. I mean, I get what you're saying, Mark. That it's a bad idea to talk to the cops. I'm with you. Recently, I tried to very much limit my conversation with a police officer when I was pulled over. But some people, they're not practiced at this, and it's an intimidating situation.
That's why I'm telling them, don't make a statement.
And some cops are extra intimidating. But do you see what I'm saying? Like, the cop could take you not making that statement as an indicator that you're still recording,
no,
and they get more upset.
You make it obvious with whatever your motions are that you're doing whatever it is that the guy says.
So then he says, did you turn it off?
I don't have to answer any of your questions.
Okay, then he beats you up.
Okay, then I get beat. Great, I've got video of it.
Well, there is a very real psychological phenomenon known as contempt of cop. And police officers are trained and told that you have authority, people have to do what you say, and then when someone pushes back, it causes a reaction in the individual serving in that capacity.
Especially if they're not used to it.
Yeah, especially if they're not used to it. And there have been many police excessive force cases where this has been the defense. The defense has been the officer basically became criminally insane at the moment.
Just because he's not used to someone disobeying.
Right. I mean, wow. Just you speak about it all the time, the Stanford prison experiment?
Yep.
Fascinating. Yeah, but this stuff happens in real life with real people, because I can look back on a handful of situations where I was a hothead and I reacted stupidly, and I don't think I'm a bad guy. I just think when certain people are in these certain situations, they react that way. But now that you're on the air saying what your secret is, everyone around here is going
to
know.
But I tend to not back down, so for me it doesn't matter. But you could use that one if you got into a situation with a hothead cop who was intimidating you. Oh, yeah, okay, it's off.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you stopped recording.
Right. And I think legally, at least in this state, you'd be fine.
Yeah, because you gave them notice that they were being recorded. So, anyway, that was just my suggestion for that. 855-453.
Sounds like legal advice to me.
Gene, that's a suggestion. It's a legal suggestion. Let's go to Gene listening in Maine. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Gene, what's on your mind tonight?
Before I get on my point, just listening to your discussion, it's kind of sad that we've kind of drifted away from the concept of peace officers.
Oh, yeah.
I just caught the last conversation, the last phone call. And I think, and excuse me if you've already repeated this, because I just turned on your show, which is very addictive, and I enjoy it very much.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I think we ought to make a differentiation between secrecy and criminal activity. Sometimes criminal activity is also done under the guise of secrecy through these intelligence agencies.
Sure.
I hope you guys have heard of Sybil Edmonds and her fiasco with the FBI and what she went through trying to disclose.
One of the people that were kind of revealing some of the dirty deeds, right?
Correct. Yeah. She just recently published a book about the whole thing called Classified Women. Recommend reading it. And not only that, I mean, they gagged her twice with this so-called state secret privilege that was kind of created out of thin air. And also, earlier this year, there was a gentleman named Thomas Drake who worked for the NSA. They tried charging him with treason and other crimes when all he was trying to do was disclose that the government was overpaying for a software program that a competitor had developed, even a better program at a lower cost. And, you know, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Seriously.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. And so I just wanted, listened to the guy before. He sounded like he would either work with or knew people who worked in these intelligence.
Look at that sound.
He was calling from that area, too.
Sure. And I just, when I was listening to it, I'm just like, yeah, I mean, no doubt that maybe there's some things that ought to be kept secret, but unfortunately, we have officials in high government offices who have a lot of power who are definitely doing something that's not in the nation's interest, but rather in their own.
Well, that's something I wanted to bring up was, Brad, you mentioned that terminology earlier, and I didn't have a chance to jump in. The idea that, the sell on the secrecy argument is that they're doing things in the national interest. And I would just like to point out that what is in the so-called national interest is not necessarily what is in your interest.
Correct.
And so what is in the best interest of the people calling themselves the federal government or your local state government is
the people,
not...
The politicians that got the big payoffs from the big banks and the military-industrial complex, what they consider their interest is likely not the same as
close.
The average American's interest.
I think it is in our interest for the government to stop terrorists.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time,
it's not in our interest for the government to start terrorists,
which they
do a lot of.
Right, which is why, for all these things that the FBI and the federal government and the CIA, you know, all these things that they do, as upset as that makes me, as it erodes civil liberties, the fact is they are cleaning up the messes that the presidential administration creates by, you know, carpet bombing.
They're not really cleaning up any messes.
They don't carpet bomb anymore. They send remote control airplanes with little bombs
for the claw. I appreciate it. They're not cleaning. They're not even cleaning up messes. I mean, they're investigating mosques. They're finding nothing. They are ginning up. Creating.
Well, they do that too. But they legitimately do catch bad people.
Where are the terrorists though? They haven't been catching any terrorists, like real scary terrorists.
Not recently.
They're all being made up. They're created by the FBI. Hour two's next. Free Talk Live.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.